I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. You know, it's like I go into this Zoom, there's someone sitting there, and I start giving my speech, and I was shocked. This young woman, she loses her husband. But how interesting is it how different every soul channels? I mean, like, he literally came in and was like, okay, this is what we need to talk about. We're going to address this. I mean, she was emotional, but it was like just for that moment. I love what he said. And I think this is the whole meaning of this reading today. And this is for anyone that's going to listen to the podcast listening right now. Allow yourself to find space for your grief. Find space for it. Because that's exactly what he said to her, but then showed her through the reading what the message is. And it always amazes me. I don't know if it amazes you. I don't know if it amazes any of you listening of the things that Spirit has me say that shocked the person the most. You have to wait until the end of this reading today to see what shocks Jenna. Excited to have you on. Hey, Spirit. I always say that to people. I'm excited. This is what I do for a living. It's like a double-edged sword because I'm so excited for you. But then there's that other aspect where I feel so sad for you because the reason why that you want to meet me is because you'd like to connect with someone that you have lost. So I find myself in a weird position sometimes. I'm like, I'm so excited. It's so great to meet you. I'm so excited to have you on. Hey, Spirit. But the excitement for why I feel that way is because I know that you will receive messages from your loved ones that will give you the peace and comfort that you're looking for, searching for, but more importantly, Jenna, need at this time. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. I always say a reading, especially when I get connected with someone, it's all about timing.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Whatever reason, sometimes they'll go, oh, it's my dad's birthday, or it was my grandmother's the day that she passed, or there's always something that comes around. And I always say that that is the work of spirit. This is a way of how they guide us and protect us from the other side. So I am very excited to be able to share my gift with you today.
Thank you.
So I'm just going to give you a little quick speech on how I read, receive my information, what you can expect over these next few moments. The first thing that I always say to people, this is not about you believing in what I do. I want you to believe in yourself. I want you to believe in an afterlife. And what I mean about yourself is that knowing that the things that you sense and feel around you that remind you of your loved one that has died, to know that it truly is them. That is a soul bond that can never and will never be broken. And they will validate that for you today. But I am going to say this to you, Jenna. I did before, as I started to give my speech, I started to feel very heavy in my forehead right here and a lot of pressure. That has several meanings. Either someone passed from something of the brain and or there was some type of injury to the head and that the passing was so quickly.
Yeah, that makes the passing very quickly makes total sense. Okay. It was unexpected. Yeah.
Do you understand the head or something with the brain? I don't care if it was like an aneurysm, because I just felt like this blood rushing like throughout my body.
That sort of makes sense. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So know that it validates that. Now, I have no idea who I'm talking to yet. Right. I just want to make that perfectly clear. But it validates on I am sensing the soul's energy. Because then I started looking for other souls. I see other souls there. But there's one soul that stands out in particular. But I felt like the soul was just so strong here in the physical world that that's the way they want you to remember him on the other side. Not wanting you to remember him maybe struggling or weak. Do you understand that? To validate that as strong as he was here, his soul is just as equally strong, if not stronger. Okay. Who is the young male that is departed? Young for me is anyone that left the physical world before we feel their time.
It's my husband.
Okay. Yes. So know that he made me feel that. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the grandparents that are departed? Are they your grandparents or his grandparents or both?
Both. But when you said the brain thing, that related to one of my grandparents too.
Okay. Validating that all. Because I asked him what I'm feeling. If you don't understand something like this, I want spirit to validate it. It might be later on in the reading, right after. So to validate that all of the souls are together on the other side, and not wanting us to remember anyone with an illness. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to say this to you, Jenna. Your husband made me feel like that he just died. But sometimes when a soul makes me feel this newly departure and it's been some time again, that is your frame of reference. Mm-hmm. It validates on how you feel that even though I'm going to hypothetical this, he's gone 2 or 3 years, but it still seems like this just happened yesterday.
Yep. And that was, like you said, like his strong energy and soul, like that was him here. So I think it's had such an impact. And then with him passing and then the pandemic happened shortly after. So my time was like frozen and then like life opened up. So yeah. So I feel like that.
I'm going to say this. It's almost like he's saying like, that's okay. I don't want, because there's a part of me, I have all these mixed emotions, Jenna. I almost feel like, why should I still be feeling this way? Should I be feeling this way? Shouldn't I be crying every day? Shouldn't I be crying every day? I feel like you have all, he's making me feel like you have all of these mixed emotions on how you should be or what you should be doing at this time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. And yeah.
I feel like it's almost like you're grieving him all over again.
Yeah. And I'm part of a widow group and we had this conversation a lot of the times. 1 year people will say, like Jenna, let's see like what's going on. Like we got to move forward. And I'm like, that's when it like hit me the hardest.
The things that I say when I read are things that your loved ones will make me feel. Okay. This is one of the reasons why I wrote the book Good Grief, was because it would come up time and time again, like how in your reading. So look, we're not even in this thing 5 minutes. And it's like, I almost feel like down. I feel like this was him. Like we're down to business, or this is how you were.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think what I've learned from what I do is that, okay, we might have all of these steps of grieving. We might never feel all of these things. They might not go in that order. At the end of the day, it's okay. Mm-hmm. And nobody can tell you when it's the right time to move forward and when it is or when it isn't. That's up to you. Some people it's never. I'm going to be honest. Some people it's never. Some people it happens right away.
Right.
Nobody's wrong. Nobody's right. It's what is right for you in this moment. And what is right for you today might not be good for you next month or next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to say this from your husband. He says, what I need you to do is just to continually to love and honor and respect yourself more than anything else. Do you think that you are analytical? You have this vision of what it should be like.
I'm open to just even the conversation like you just said, like in this moment where we are, and I'm like a very big believer of that. Like if you see the back of my phone says you're exactly where you need to be. And like even with Raj, with my husband's loss, like I still believe it. But I also then feel like I'm in a place where when he just said continue to honor, love, and respect yourself, I always have, but it's been so hard that, like, it hasn't been easy. And I feel like I went through a period of time where it's just like, what is my life? Like, I always had hope. If you asked me a week after he passed away, I'd be like, some way it's going to be okay. I don't know how. And I think that's the part, maybe the analytical part. Like, how am I going to get there?
By loving, honoring, and respecting yourself each and every day, every moment of how you feel. But more importantly, Jenna, that to know that it's okay.
Yeah.
And that it's even more important to realize that it's okay not to be okay some days.
Yeah.
Did he teach you a different, I want to use the term religion or different faith, because he keeps showing me like, I'm a practicing Catholic, but behind me, you can see I have a Buddha with rosary beads around it. Like, I embrace all types of faith. Because I feel that it's important that no matter what it is that we believe in, as long as it's something. He told me that he taught you about a different faith. And you tend to hold on to that a little bit more so.
He grew up Hindu and I'm Catholic. Oh. So this makes total sense. And I was always like a part of his family and, all weddings and all everything. So I did. I like took that on with him. And it's funny because I think of him now, like, again, you think in a higher being or power, whatever it may be. I say that Raj is, that he's in heaven. Yeah. But that's what I believe, right? Like, I believe wherever his spirit is, he's there. And even though he was technically Hindu and I'm Catholic, I still believe his spirit is around me and up there.
He's in a different place.
Yeah.
Whether it's the same thing I say to people. You want to say God, you want to say Yahweh, Buddha. Yeah. It doesn't, higher power. Some people say Mother Earth.
Yeah.
As long as you believe in something and how you reference it doesn't matter. I think that it's important. There's got to be something about the faith, though, of something maybe that maybe you two did together or something that you used to do together in the faith that you're not doing now, maybe to start incorporating that.
Okay.
Hypothetically, like if you used to meditate every morning.
Yeah.
Or say a morning prayer. Like
whatever
it was, like start, like you might have drifted away from that a little bit. Not maybe as regiment as you used to be. And maybe that.
Something I need to bring back into my practice.
Right. I have to say this, Jenna. I think this is the first time. Now I'm doing this a very long time. He's making me feel like I am literally having a conversation with one of my girlfriends.
Yep.
It's almost like I'm not working. Like, I'm just having a conversation with Jenna. We used to know each other years ago. And it's almost like I feel like he's giving me this strength not to become so emotional or to feel all of that emotion. Does that make sense? Like, I almost feel like he's guarding it from me for some reason. And I think it's because he's a down to business, or you're, like I said earlier, like you, like, no, I need to get through to her and I need her to focus. I can't have her crying. I can't have her being upset. And it's almost like, Teresa, I need you to be really strong and just focused on like the facts of what I'm showing you.
Yep.
Like he's showing me the things, but with no emotion, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Like his emotion is the way he's just like, here, I'm here.
Yes. Yes. And it has nothing to do with how much he loves you. Like it's a completely separate thing. It's like, this is how he lived his life. Right.
Yes.
Like this is a purpose and this is what we're doing. So we're going to get through this. I find that incredibly rare.
Wow.
And I share that with you. So you realize, because like I said, this is what I do for a living. There are common things that spirit will do, make me say, make me feel. To make me feel something so unique like that is just another validation of the strength of his soul. But more importantly, the strength of the love that will keep you binded together always.
Yep.
He says, and that will never change. He says, I need you, Jenna, to realize that by taking the love that you, did you just get like the chills or did you feel something? Yeah. I asked him to validate his presence through you. So know that that was his soul that just moved through you, what you felt. To say, I need you to be able to take the heart and our love, our marriage, and put it to the side. And I need you to allow a new love to grow, whatever that means. Is it with someone else? Is it your job? Is it career? Whatever it is. He says, but I need you to know that I fully support you in this. Mm-hmm. And you know that I never would have wanted you to have been alone. He said, you saved me. Let me save you.
Yeah. That's him.
He made me feel like that you showed him a part of life that he never thought was ever possible. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this, even his family. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, I don't even know how else to interpret that, but I feel like he's like, you have brought so much love, beauty, faith, like just everything into our lives.
Yeah.
Are you very close with his parents?
Yeah, his mother is still here. And, yeah. Yes, I'm still in touch with his family and visit his family and talk to his family.
Because he shows me you with the family and he goes, this is harder for her to move forward because of that.
No. So, I'm sorry. Recently, like I said, he died right before COVID. And we were both, like, our values, we both valued family in the way that you said that I showed him a part that was never possible was, like, we grew up differently, different cultures, mm-hmm. different backgrounds. And I don't know, I think beautifully together we created something that maybe you really wouldn't think could happen. And our families got along. And we had an Indian wedding and an American wedding. And everybody just, it didn't matter. Everybody got along. Right. And his family I'm very close with. And after he passed and recently, it's been really hard. Like, his sister got married. I was at the weddings and everything, and I love them more than anything. But it's like, when I'm with them, I'm looking for him over my shoulder. And I get really emotional, and it's like, it affects me for periods of time. And it's hard because it's like,
He says, I want you, Jenna, to start looking at the reason why you're looking for me is because you feel me. You feel my soul. You sense my soul with you because I am with you.
Yeah.
He made me feel like I don't think that bond with his family is ever going to go away. You're always going to have that. But he's saying what I need you to be able to be then comfortable with is whoever you choose to embrace life with now. I need you to know that it'll be okay to tell my family. Is that something that you worry about?
I mean, of course, I guess I'm human. When it does happen, I'm not in a relationship right now, but if I was to meet someone,
right.
I mean, like, hey, mother-in-law, like, this is my new, you know, I love your son more than anything. So I guess I don't really harp on that because I think our relationship, like, they're very, very supportive of me. My own mother-in-law has told me, Jenna, like, you're young, you have a whole life ahead of you. So, like, it's never been that I felt scared of that.
Right. But it's that uncomfortable, more of it's that.
The part is now that life is opened up a little and I'm trying to rebuild everything I know. Mm-hmm. And find myself. I was with him for 11 years. So I'm trying to figure out.
Now you're by yourself.
Who's Jenna. Yep. Mm-hmm. And when everybody's life's moving, and that's where I struggled a little. When everybody was moving along and I was like, I don't even know what's going on. And I think recently I've been a little more. Not distance with them. I still speak and talk and everything, but I just can't physically sometimes visit as much or be there because it's like taking a toll. It's harder for me to try to figure out who's Jenna and how is she going to live day to day.
That's the thing that I think I love how he makes me feel is that the relationship is so strong and it's almost like they get it.
And I know that deep down. Yes, and I know that.
But it's still hard. And I think this is the point of where he's saying, don't place so much emphasis on it. They understand. And again, I'm going to hypothetical this. If you used to see them once or twice a week, and now maybe you're seeing them like once or twice a month, like it's okay. Yeah. They understand. It's almost like they feel better because it's almost like they know that you don't need them as much. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Yeah.
I want to explain to you because I never had this before. So when spirituals mean a new sign or a symbol, I like to explain it because it's really up to you to place it on how you feel. Mm-hmm. My daughter struggles with anxiety tremendously. And there are days where she's calling me 5 times a day, especially when I'm on the road. And yeah. then when a day goes by and she doesn't call me, I miss that. But I say to myself, you know what? I'm happy. I'm not mm-hmm. happy because I didn't talk to her. I'm happy because she didn't need me. Does that mm-hmm. make sense?
Yes, that makes total
and
sense.
And that's what he meant by that. Fair yeah. enough? So yeah. that makes more sense, correct?
And it makes that just made me feel so much better because it's like, I know that, but right. being the person I am, I'm like, it's just, it's hard. It's life. And it's like, but I know that the bond will always be there. Mm-hmm. And like you said, that he said, you'll always be family. And I know that from the beginning. But like I said,
but here's the thing. I don't know you from Adam. How in the world would I know that? This is the whole conversation. I mean, it's like, I just looked at him and said, are we going to really get into the reading? He goes, Teresa, this is the reading. I go, oh, okay. I'm like, all right. But I feel like this is the thing that I love about his soul and his energy. He's validating everything that you feel. Jenna, I'm still sitting here saying to myself, how in God's name did this young, beautiful woman, this young lady lose her husband? How? Yeah. And here he is with this pillar of strength and saying, we're going to get through this. We're going to do this together. I am going to always be here to support you. I am still your biggest supporter, even though I'm physically not here. And I love how he just described how you felt. And more importantly, these are not common ways that people feel. These are not right. common situations that people have, especially when they lose a spouse.
Right.
And I think the main thing in this, Jenna, is it's okay not to be okay some days.
I listen and I hear, but sometimes I actually have to believe it. Like I have to.
We all need to be reminded of that. Myself included. Look, life isn't easy, especially mm-hmm. after what you've been through. And I think that it's important to really drive home that you know that it's okay not to be okay. But it's we feel the moment, but then we move on from it. We don't stay in that rut. That's the key. That's the key. And I'm going to say this. He makes me feel like sometimes he's like, the support group is fantastic. He makes me feel like it's almost like, I don't know if you want to start your own support group or mm-hmm. maybe you want to do things a little bit differently or take it a little step. Like he made me feel like you learned so much from this support group, but there are a lot of things that you feel that you could benefit more from because of where you're at. And there might be other people that feel the same way. He's like, show me like your support group was elementary school. Now you want to bring everyone, to high school. Does that yes. make sense?
That makes total sense.
But I love how he followed that, Jenna, with it's okay to feel the way that you feel. Now, I don't know if this is the way the support group works. I'm just hypothetically saying yeah. this. If you feel like you're in a really good spot, but then you get there and there's someone that just newly lost someone and now you feel like you go like, you feel mm-hmm. at times, oh my God, I got to go 10 steps back. It's almost like therapy when we got to mm-hmm. keep reliving the same. Do we really have to keep going over the same thing? Does that make
right.
sense?
Yeah.
But people are at different points. And he shows me, and I, because I asked him, I go, what is the purpose of this? He goes, I want Jenna to know how much she has grown. I want her to see that. I want her to say, you know what? This is okay that this doesn't work for me anymore.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
He goes, and this is how you will find Jenna. You will find the new ways that you have to live. He says, and that's hard.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
He's kind of funny because he looks at me and goes, because you know, when you have perfection, where do you go from there? I go, now you're flirting with her, aren't you, right now? But that would be his personality, right?
Oh, that, yeah. Yeah.
And that's why I love Spirit to communicate with that personality, because it truly validates for you, Jenna, that his soul, that he's at peace, even though he left this physical world sudden, unexpected. And I'm even going to use the word tragic. because he just made me taste blood. So that's my symbol for where there was a tragedy to the departure. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. So it could be whatever the tragedy is. Sometimes it's internal. Sometimes it's external. Yeah. Sometimes it's just to say that it was tragic. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He said to me, he goes, we don't have to talk about how I died, right? And I said, we don't have to talk about anything you don't want to. And I feel like you celebrate him all the time. I feel like you talk about him all the time. And he looks at me, he goes, yeah, if she goes to the deli, Teresa, she's telling people about me.
Literally. Literally.
What? Wait. Where are you? Because after I said deli, I'm like, you know what? If she's not from the tri-state area, she's not going to know what a deli is.
No. So grew up in Staten Island. Me and Raj was from Long Island. We lived in Manhattan together for like 7 years. Oh. And then I just moved after all this. The pandemic happened. I stayed with my parents for a little. Now I'm in Hoboken.
I was going to just say, are you in Jersey? I was going to say, are you in New Jersey? Oh my God.
So he's probably laughing about that because I said I would never leave Manhattan. Not even, I didn't even want to go to Long Island. I was staying in the city.
He literally just said to me, she could still see Manhattan from her apartment. She technically did not leave Manhattan. He's like, so who was she kidding? He goes, exactly. You live across the street or you live across the water?
And I laugh. I say to people, I go, Raj could probably having a party up there or laughing at me. Oh, she actually went to New Jersey. Like, even though, I mean, we're still so close. But the deli, I have a deli here next to my apartment. And they're Indian. And I said, one day I went in there and I was crying. And I said, in the past, I said, my husband, you know, because they were so sweet. So, like, I became friends with them. Aww. Because I become friends with everyone. And I was crying. And she was like, what's up? Because, like, I wasn't going to just say, oh, hi, my husband. You know, I talked, right. Oh, my husband. I would say my husband's Gujarati, my husband is Indian. So they were like, oh my God, that's so cool. But I didn't say that he had passed. And then one day I literally was crying and I just shared it. But I've gone into a deli and talked about Raj and all his greatness and life and everything.
So to validate for you, this is why I love when souls bring up something that we specifically do, validating that his soul is with you at that exact moment.
Yep.
And I feel like he did this in several ways with this validation of supporting your move, your choices and decisions. Because he said to me, he goes, honestly, Teresa, he goes, moving for her was the best thing. He said, because it's the only way that she's going to be able to find herself again.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, estro control makes it easier to manage PMS. So estro control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way estro control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout. Is there something about bracelets? I just asked him to validate something for me, and that's what he showed me. Do you also have a bracelet with his name in it?
I'm seeing like different connections to his name. Okay. He had his name like on a chain. He had, I don't know if he had a bracelet, but like he loved jewelry. He had a lot of it.
But he had something with his name?
Yes.
Okay. Were you going to do something with that name piece of jewelry? I don't care if you were going to make it into something different, change it, change hands, or give it to someone else. Like I felt like I saw there was a changing of the jewelry.
I do have some of his jewelry that I haven't done anything with. Now coming back, the other bracelet, he bought me a bracelet right before he passed away, like 2 months. And I did say I wanted to get his name put inside of it.
Perfect. This does not mean, Jenna, you run to the jeweler tomorrow and you get it engraved. Do you want it validates supporting the choice and decision if you choose to do that, but more importantly, that he knows that.
And it just fell off. These bracelets are never supposed to fall off. It fell off the other day while I was driving, so I haven't put it back on.
Validating that his soul is with you. Did someone ask you to go out with someone, or did someone want to try to set you up with someone, or just say, Jenna, just go out or just go. It's just coffee or it's just lunch. He just made me feel like it's even a thing if just like going out with someone. He says, don't look at it as trying to build a relationship with someone. Look at it as just, you know what? I'm just going to go out. I'm going to have a nice conversation with a gentleman. Were you guys friends first for a little while? Everything about the two of you, and I don't know how else to explain it, it was just always so comfortable from day one.
I met him through a friend and knew who he was, and he wanted to take me out. In the beginning, I said, no. But then once I gave him a chance. We went out to dinner, and then like going back to college my senior year, and I was like, I go out a lot. I have a lot of friends. Like, I'm not going to be able to just sit home and call you on the phone. And he was like, I can handle you. He was like, I'll come visit you. And then after that, it was like Jenna and Raj.
Inseparable. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this. He just made me feel like he goes, I want Jenna also to know, Teresa, that it's okay that she's angry at me. Do you understand that?
I think so.
You have every right to feel the way that you feel. He says, and I take responsibility for my actions and choices that day. Look, people, when souls take responsibility, Jenna, for their departure, it doesn't mean that they intentionally take their own life. People have said it if they were diabetic and they ate chocolate every day, or if they decided to get in a car with someone else or go home a different way. It's saying to you that I take responsibility for my choices, my actions, placing myself in a situation, whatever it is or was, not wanting you to carry that burden. But more importantly, it's okay to be angry that I died that day. He said she needs to have space for that. Now, a soul's never said that to me before. Listen, we don't want to lose our loved ones, right?
Right.
But he keeps showing me it's almost like it's okay to hold a space to be angry or upset or mad. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's the same way where we took like his heart and moved it to the side. It's okay to take this circle of negative emotions, whatever it is, and putting it to the side and having a space for it.
Like every part of me, like he said before, like he wouldn't trade anything that what we had. I tell people I would take the 10 years, 11 years I was with him all over again if I had to lose him.
All over again.
Mm-hmm. And in a part, like that's how much we like loved each other, but I'm angry, but I never wanted to like really say that I was angry because I'm not angry at him. No. But angry about what happened and
yeah,
that he had to leave. And like recently, I think I just said it on one of my groups, like a couple weeks ago, I think I said out loud, either to my therapist or one of my groups, I said, I'm angry. And I think it was like the first time I said that.
Look, you had me write it twice. Angry. Angry. It's okay. It's okay that you feel that way. Allow space for that. Yeah. Allow yourself to feel it, but then we move on from it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this. I literally feel lighter by you just saying and admitting that you're angry.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And I think I was holding a lot and like just wanted everything to just be like, I didn't want to move forward. So now like the last, I would say like 7-8 weeks, I'm finally like doing things again that I feel good for myself. Mm-hmm. It's been the first time I'm doing things for myself that I want to do since he's passed.
And I literally said that to you, that things happen for a reason. Timing is everything. Because if this happened even 6 months ago, it might not serve you the purpose that it is today. And that is probably why how he made me feel this. It's just this strength of like, okay, this is what we need to talk about because this is where we are. Mm-hmm. We're moving on from that. Like literally verbatim on how he made me feel. Did you just pull out your wedding dress? He keeps showing me a red and gold dress. Or did you just pull out something from that day? Or were you looking at jewelry that you wore that day?
I do always show people a picture of me, and it's red and gold.
Validating that his soul is with you at that exact moment. Do you still sleep with an article of his clothing?
I did last night.
Validating that his soul was with you. I just asked him to validate that I interpreted correctly. And that's what he showed me. Was you sleeping with an article of his clothing? Yeah. And again, I love what he's doing. He's showing how you're moving forward, right? Yeah. But maybe you're doing things that you used to do when he first passed away. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he just told me that you had this incredible spiritual experience with his soul. So did you have a dream of him? Did you have a visitation from his soul where you had this or you felt him?
I dream a lot.
Oh.
And he's definitely been in my dreams. I can't like remember everything, but I know like sometimes I'll wake up and I think I'll be like, Raj was in my dream, but I won't remember the dream. But like,
that's fine. That's even more of a visitation because it's almost like you're remembering him and he's always happy, smiling, right? Mm-hmm. And healthy, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That's the visitation. That's the soul. Now, listen, I don't connect with my loved ones in that way. So know that that's something is truly special that he is giving you at this moment.
Yeah.
Did he wear a very rare cologne?
I don't know if it's rare, but he would not tell people what it was because he wanted it to be rare.
Wait, hold on. I have to. This is insane. Insane.
And it comes up on my Instagram.
Oh, my God. He showed me my semaphore where someone can smell someone with that cologne. I don't even know what the name of it.
It's Dior Sauvage or something.
He told people
that it was Gucci because he didn't want people to buy it.
He literally made me smell this. And I go, oh, what is that? I love that smell. He goes, oh, it's very rare. You can't find. It's very hard to find.
He came into a bar once in the city. We were out for happy hour. I was with my girlfriends. He comes in. He used to put on like 15 sprays of it before he left the house. We were at the bar. He was at the front door. We were like, Raj, don't come near us, please.
These are the moments where I sit back and I'm like, this is why I love doing what I do.
Yeah.
Of him because, and I'm going to say this to you also, Jenna, I almost feel as devastated and shocked that I still am that you lost your husband. What I find so unique about your experience is that as incredibly sad and overwhelming it is to have lost him, he was so strong in allowing you to become emotional, mm-hmm. but then immediately become so strong again. when I read someone, it's almost like I read, like spirit moves me through their soul. And it's like literally the roller coaster, but I don't think you realized how much you really grown and have healed.
And I think I like needed to hear that, because I just think sometimes I'm like,
no.
And I do, like, sometimes I'm feeling good, but then I'm like, I'll talk about it in my grief group. I'm like, tomorrow I cannot be good, you know? But I think I'm now, like, compartmentalizing that. I don't know if that's the right word, but I'm realizing, like, I can be okay. And, like, once in a while, you'll have those bad days where, like, you'll have that anger, but you'll know to put it to the side, where I didn't know what to do for a long time. And I think I'm living in that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm living in, oh, my God, why did I have to go through that? That's not me. That's not Jenna.
Right.
And almost hard on myself for like acting the way that was only natural to act, because I was so hurt.
Broken.
Yeah.
But I love how he chose to use the word to find space. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's important to just find space for all these emotions that you have. And don't be surprised. So if it's something, if you're out with your friends and you're talking about it, and instead of saying tomorrow's not going to be a good day, be like, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Right. But you know what? If I don't have a great day, I'm going to find space to honor those feelings and I'm going to let them go. And I'm going to replace it with something positive and empowering and uplifting, knowing the way that Raj did that for me.
Yeah. And I was just holding for a while because I didn't know what to do with it all. And then it was going to explode out at some point. And now I'm finally, like, I think through, like, even our conversation today, it's just, like, affirming, like, the things that I am doing for myself or what I need to be doing. Mm-hmm.
And this is why I love what I do. Because there is no way that I would know any of this. The way that you feel, what you've been going through. Fair enough?
Right.
I understand also, like, when it's hard, especially in support groups or just in therapy or our friends, like, it's almost like, oh, are they just telling me that to make me feel better? Or that they're just saying that because they don't want to see me hurt, right?
Yeah.
For spirit to validate your emotions and where you are, what you're doing, where you're going is just absolutely incredible. And I feel like it was the greatest gift that he could have given you.
And like to hear him say, I am making progress. I am like moving forward.
You have healed. Because every time we brought, he goes, see, she's healed. She doesn't recognize it because she then might get up. So even though you get upset, it doesn't mean that you go 10 steps, you move forward and then 10 steps back. You're just having a moment. And I love what he's using. You just need to find the space, allow the space for the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is the best way to describe your reading today, is spirit giving us the gift and allowing us to find space for our grief.
Mm-hmm. And that's like where I am on my journey right now.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible. So I'm going to ask you this. Are you going to start up your own support group, or not so much maybe officially, but were you thinking of just even... maybe there's a couple of people in the group that you feel, you know what, we can have more like deeper conversations because everyone else might not be ready for that.
So I did start an Instagram a few months ago, just like for myself, you know, and I connected with a lot of widows that way. And then I became part of this group, and it's got me thinking like about different things. And I was talking to one of the girls and I was like, we're ending in the end of June. So I was like, we should really continue something or plan a trip. And me and her were talking about that.
That's absolutely amazing. And the other thing, I think that it helps so many people. It's going to change so many lives of people just listening.
Yeah.
Today. Did he like the color purple or something?
He liked color. He definitely liked color.
Oh, yeah, because when I looked over at him, he had on this purple. Literally, I was just going to say, is that Prince or is that? He had on.
That's something Raj would do or wear in real life, too.
Perfect. Dressed like Prince.
Yeah.
Who's the dad for him that's on the other side?
His dad.
Okay. So were you thinking about, I wonder if his dad's there? Mm-hmm. To validate that he hears you, he brought forward his dad. He's with him on the other side. And did the dad also lose a brother?
His one sister. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Okay. To validate that all of the souls are together on the other side. He said, please tell my mom that I'm with my dad. The father just said, please tell my wife that I'm sorry. I don't feel he's a man of many words.
I never got to meet him. I know stories, but
okay. Yeah. Listen, we don't need, it's for her because he handed her red roses. So that's my symbol of love and
devotion. No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He handed her red roses.
No, red roses is Raj.
Okay.
So Raj made music and his music name was Raja Rose. Like my body right now. Like it's like the t-shirt that I wore to bed last night. It was his music name with a rose on it.
All right. You freaked me out. Are you happy? Are you happy? Are you happy, Jenna?
And I was thinking the whole time, too, like the way you were describing Raj was Raj. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can't believe she hasn't said anything about a rose. Mm-hmm. In my head, creepily weird, you know, but.
Creepily weird. But you see, this is the other thing what people don't understand also. It's we can speak to our loved ones. They hear us. What I do is so different because they have to get me to show me things in my frame of reference to get me to say it to you. Right. And it, you have the hard part. You have to take all of this information and place it on how it fits in your life, how it fits with them.
Right.
But what an amazing and beautiful way to kind of end your session with the red roses. Mm-hmm. So it was Prince and then red roses.
Well, I never really said, oh, Raj dressed like Prince. But when you say that, like, he dressed like Raj. Like, he dressed out of character. Like,
wow.
He wasn't just going to Macy's.
Yeah.
Like a regular guy.
Right. Oh, my God. Well, I think that your experience today validates for me as well that because it is hard some days. It's hard to move on without a loved one. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's hard for me. I sit here and looking at you this entire time and saying to myself, this young, beautiful girl is trying to put herself together because she lost her everything, her soulmate, her husband. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you have the hard part. Right. You have to continue your life, take these messages, all of the healing, and do the best that you can to move forward.
Yeah.
But know that with every breath that you take, that he is beside you and will never leave you, encouraging you and reminding you every single day how far you have truly come.
Thank you, Teresa.
Don't thank me. Thank him.
I know.
The fact that you trusted me with his soul means the absolute world to me. And I want to thank you for allowing me to share my gift with you and with everything that and how he channeled today, that how many people this is also going to help. Because he made me feel like that's who you are, too. Like, you just want to also help people. You want to help people on their journey with their grief.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My name is Jenna. I am originally from Staten Island, New York, and I currently live in Hoboken, New Jersey. I've had readings in the past, and I feel like I really needed this reading at this time in my life. So when I first got the date of the reading, it actually was the Raj's birthday number, my husband's birthday, number 7. So today is June 7th. And I was like, okay, that's a sign that he wants to talk to me or has a message for me. And like messages that I received through Teresa today were spot on. Like really, I knew it was him. And then it was like what I need in my life and like where I am right now after losing him. I remember in the beginning, she said something about different faiths, right? And that makes total sense because my husband was Indian and I'm Catholic and we had different cultures and everything. And for someone to like just say that right away, I was like, okay. There was just so many things that he like knew where I was at that Teresa was like, okay, this is what he needs you to do. And what he was telling me to do was exactly what I know I need to do. And I've been starting to do those things, but it just was like, how can someone know? Like it just affirmed that like his spirit is always with me, which I do believe. I just needed to hear that again. At the end, she was like something about red roses and that like Raj's music name was Raja Rose. And then like a red and gold dress that was your wedding dress and just so many things that like, I mean, the conversation itself, like even without those like blaring things that like to me, I knew for him, it was the way he was speaking to me that just really, yeah. You know, I'm 34. I was 31 when my husband passed away. We were together 11 years. So you never hear, oh, a 31-year-old widow, right? This journey since losing Raj has been really difficult. I always say, if you ask me like a week after Raj passed away, I always had hope, but I didn't know how I was going to get there. After today's reading, like recently for myself, I've been trying to put myself first and going to therapy and doing my widow group and like doing these things that make me feel better and things that I can move forward with. I really was blown away by just the conversation in a way that I was able to speak with my husband in a way that I haven't been able to speak with him since he passed. And it was just like, even the way Teresa was delivering the message, she was like, Jenna, like, this is my job. I've been doing this forever. And she said at one time, she was like, people don't, like, this doesn't happen. Like the feeling I had or the way he came. And I always thought Raj was special, and obviously because he was my husband, but there was something really special about him, and I think that was evident, and it just confirmed it.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.